If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Did you see the pictures of the Evanston firefighters rescuing a couple dogs from the ice shelf? And then that prompted me to Google how many dogs are being rescued from ponds or bodies of water this time of year. And it looks like fire departments across the nation have this task. And thank God it was a successful rescue. Matt Smith is the division chief of special operations for the Evanston Fire Department. Matt, honestly, as a dog owner, I don't think I would have thought immediately to call 911. I think I would have been that crazy person to try and help the dog myself or enlist help. And you're telling people, hey, if this happens, call 911.
Correct. Yeah, this is the shelf ice is never, ever safe. Our animals, of course, especially when they're off leashes, they want to explore. They want to go out and look at the neat formations and sites just like humans do. But the biggest thing is that shelf ice is never safe. Even at very low air temperatures, we might think, oh, it's got to be solid. But what we have to understand is that shelf ice is inherently very unstable, very dangerous. And it really is just that. It's a shelf of ice, cantilevered out into Lake Michigan, and there's just no support underneath that at all. Even if it looks like it's thick, really, it's that, relatively speaking, warm water underneath that's constantly moving, breaking that ice up, not allowing it to form solid, clear ice that we can gauge strength by thickness. There are holes everywhere that may be covered up by a little snow, a little maybe thin ice that we can't even see, and our pets are just, you know, they're anxious to get out there and explore, right?
Right. And so you've closed down the dog beach for the time being, hopefully until everything melts and it's safe for everyone, right?
That's correct. That's the Parks and Recreation, in consultation with city management, decided that at this point, let's just do the safest thing for our pets, humans, and also the rescuers that are then called to go out there. And let's wait till that all melts away. But the updates can be found on the State of Evanston website link through the Dog Beach site and find out when that's going to open up through that.
In how many days or hours apart did you rescue those two dogs, or were they together?
Ironically, they were not together. However, when our rescuers were able to safely extricate the first dog from the ice, they were immediately alerted while still on scene of a second dog that had done the same thing, basically, as wander off, fall off the edge of the ice shelf into the lake, and was able to get themselves back onto like a small ice shelf underneath, something that looked like it probably broken off of the main shelf. And that's where our rescuers found both dogs, actually, just moments apart.
I can't imagine how happy those dog owners must have been when you were able to save their dogs.
Oh, yeah. Usually, as a pet lover yourself, you know, how important they are to us humans, and one of the most joyous things is to be able to rescue that pet for a person and see that reunification go on.
I got to ask Matt Smith is the division chief of special operations for the Evanston Fire Department. Is there a cost involved? Because I can imagine an operation like this is pretty expensive. And for most of us, if we get in an ambulance to go to the hospital, it's going to cost $2,500. So is there a charge when you have to call the fire department to help rescue a pet?
No, not for things like this. Rescues of that nature, there is not. But you are correct. There is a fee for an ambulance transport, but not typically any other type of rescue situation in Evanston.
And do you get calls for animal situations like that very often?
Yes. Every year we'll get our water rescues and the dogs that are in Lake Michigan like we do now, or even swimming too far out during the summertime as well. We do get those calls. And yes, we are a fire department. As any firefighter listening knows, we get the stereotypical cat in a tree or cat up on a roof that won't come down kind of call. This is going back a long time ago, I even had a concerned citizen call about an owl in a tree. And luckily, I was able to convince them that that's a good place for an owl. And we didn't have to tangle with an owl.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate what you guys did. And do you have tips for people? I mean, obviously, you're saying if your dog is in that situation, stuck on ice, whether it's an ice shelf or in any situation, maybe a pond, to call and get help, because otherwise you're out there rescuing a human, right?
Correct. Yeah. Then that's where it really gets dangerous. Our pets, of course, are critically important. But just like them, we do not last long in water temperatures the way they are now. And with that, if we do go in, meaning humans going after a pet, it's within minutes that we're in the hypothermic state. And then rescue has to be done very, very quickly after that. Otherwise, very, very critical needs are going to be going on. So stay away. The biggest tip is avoid the situation altogether. Right. Don't ever walk out on the shelf ice to go and explore yourself. If you do choose to bring a pet along in an approved area of Lake Michigan, please keep it on a leash so it can't just go and explore like we know it wants to.
Thank you so much for joining us, Matt.
You bet. Have a great evening.